Everybody, yes, we are live, and well, as you can hear, we're not in good weather conditions today. We got some hail. Apparently, I just checked the active sky. I have not been able to check my Amazon Echo or anything to confirm this, but I'm pretty sure it is accurate. Active sky is pretty much proven itself to be accurate most of the time. So I, really can't fault active sky. It's hailing. It's hailing out there. And we are continuing our voyage through Canada in the Worldwide Virtual USA and Canada 2017 tour. From Prairie Sound to Ottawa in Ontario. So this is going to be interesting, especially because we're going through hail. I've never flown through kind of this stuff before, but it'll be interesting to see what IYP does with it, if it can handle it. Should be able to, though. The only drawback is I think this may be either AccuFuel or the weather or the aviation pack is doing for sound. And when I switch to spot view, the sound doesn't change, and I've also noticed when I alt tab, the sound doesn't change, so it must be AccuFuel's hail sound. But let's start up these checklists, because we've got about a 44-minute flight, and hold on a minute, let me go and take care of a preliminary thing real quick. And I'm back. Let me just check my We got that. We're live. And let's do these checklists. Hopefully, the engine won't shut up on me randomly yet again. Do our checklist.
Please wait. Are we ready for the pre-flight checklist?
Affirmative.
We have an excessive amount of fuel for this flight. I strongly suggest that we perform fuel loading operations before engine startup. Parking brake set. Battery master switch on.
Battery master switch on.
The battery master switch is on. Are the panel lights set as required?
As required. Panel lights on.
Are the cabin lights set as required? The panel lights are on.
Cabin
lights on. Cabin lights on. Fire up the APU.
Fire up the APU.
The APU has been started, Captain. I am waiting for the exhaust gas temperature to rise. I'll continue with the checklist shortly. Avionics on.
Avionics on. Avionics on. Oh. Avionics on.
Avionics are now on. And check, please check the status of the annunciators and radio stack. Transponder on standby.
Set transponder to standby. Confirm.
COM 2 set to the emergency frequency of 121.5.
Set COM 2 121.5.
COM 2 set to 121.5. Spoilers fully retracted. Cut fuel flow. Check engine instruments.
Confirm.
Anti-ice as required.
Well, I may have to turn it on. Anti-ice on.
De-ice up. Aircraft lighting.
Confirm.
Altimeter setting.
Well, I don't know. I've already checked the weather. I'm not going to change the frequency again. So let's just confirm it. Oh, look at this. The damn engine started up yet again. I'm not going to bother with messing with it this time. Confirm.
Request IFR clearance.
Going to 1267.
Going to 126.7.
Now this is going to be different for UPF3 users here.
Radio. Falcon November Zulu 26 at Charlie November Kilo 4 on 126.7.
Falcon November Zulu 26, standby.
Radio. Falcon November Zulu 26 at Charlie November Kilo 4 IFR 2 Charlie Yankee Oscar Whiskey. Ready for departure.
Falcon November Zulu 26 Roger, will open your flight plan at 5. Your airtel Charlie Yankee Oscar Whiskey climb maintain 7000. Departure frequency 123.6.
Roger, cleared as filed. Climb to 7000. Departure 123.6.
Yeah,
Falcon November Zulu 26. Good day.
Confirm.
Set altitude.
Climb to maintain 6000.
Altitude set to 6000. Navigation lights on.
Navigation lights on.
The navigation lights are on. No smoking signs should be on.
No smoking on.
No smoking signs are on. Attention cabin. You can begin passenger boarding at this time. Captain, do we need to conduct fuel loading operations?
Affirmative.
Roger. I will order the fuel.
Go ahead.
Handler, we need to refuel before takeoff.
Roger.
Captain, the fuel truck is on its way. I'll inform you when the fuel loading operations have been completed.
Well, let me join chat real quick.
Desktop list open, radar contact 50 degrees, green chat 51 of 55.
Oh wow, I can actually hear, do you hear the engine outside? Oh wow, this plane is cool.
Launching application, this is your plane version 5. Chat window open.
Wow, I can, this plane appears to have fixed the audio issues with FSX. But I'm not in chat, people are here.
Our total fuel weight is 5,200 pounds, 2,364 kilos.
It's your plane Microsoft Flight Sim, Microsoft Flight Simulator X.
The fuel loading operations have been completed. Please verify the numbers, then say confirm.
Confirm.
The pre-flight checklist has been completed.
Resume checklist.
Are we ready for the before startup checklist? Aye.
Affirmative.
Captain, the fasten seatbelt signs should be on.
Seatbelt on.
Fasten seatbelt on. Verify fuel quantity.
Hello, whoever that was. As I alluded to in my previous streams, if you are a new listener, I am blind, so the text-to-speech will not read me who the message is actually from. I actually did contact Extreme.io about this. Whoa, what is up with that flange effect? Say again.
Verify fuel quantity.
Confirm.
Elevator trim set for takeoff. Elevator properly set for takeoff. Confirm that all entry and cargo doors are secure.
Closed doors.
It's Josie doors.
Oh, hey Jesse, what's up?
Captain, are the engine areas clear?
Confirm.
Beacon light on.
Beacon light on.
Beacon light on. Captain, do we require a pushback?
Negative.
Understood. The before startup checklist has been completed.
Well, and the startup checklist is just going to run through it automatically. Resume checklist.
Are we ready for the startup checklist?
Affirmative.
Fire up number 2. Waiting for fuel flow on number 2. Confirming that N1 is increasing as N2 is increasing on number 2. Confirming oil pressure number 2. Engine number 2 generator on. Fire up number 3. Waiting for fuel flow on number 3. Confirming that N1 is increasing as N2 is increasing on number 3. Confirming oil pressure number 3. Engine number 3 generator on. Fire up number 1. Waiting for fuel flow on number 1. Confirming that N1 is increasing as N2 is increasing on number 1. Confirming oil pressure number 1. Engine number 1 generator on. Anti-ice as required.
Anti-ice on.
De-ice. Shut down the APU.
Actually, you know what? Anti-ice off.
De-ice.
Shut down the APU.
The APU has been shut down. The startup checklist has been completed. Are we ready for the before taxi checklist?
I don't think we'll be taxiing, but affirmative.
Flight controls.
Microsoft Flight Simulator X.
Avionics set for departure.
Confirm.
Autopilot off. The indicated airspeed switch should be off. Airspeed set.
Confirm.
Flight director on. Yaw damper.
Yaw damper on.
Dude, yaw sounds like a F-18 plane.
It's not, dude. It's actually a Dassault Falcon X. Yaw damper on.
Yaw damper set and checked. Elevator properly set for takeoff. Announce taxi intentions.
Hopefully PF3 already tuned me to...
Radio. Falcon November Zulu 26 at Charlie November Kilo 4 on 126.7.
Oh, they're not tuned me to them.
Falcon November Zulu 2, text ahead.
Radio. Falcon November Zulu 26 at Charlie November Kilo 4 IFR 2 Charlie Yankee Oscar Whiskey. Ready for departure.
Falcon November Zulu 2, text Roger, will open your flight plan at 1-1. Your air to Charlie Yankee Oscar Whiskey, climb to 7000. Departure 123.6.
Roger, cleared as filed. Climb to 7000. Departure 123.6. Falcon November Zulu 26.
Altitude 7000.
Going to 1236.
Going to 123.6.
Alright, now. Hopefully, I don't know what frequency to tune to announce my taxi intentions. There's no ground frequency.
Chat window, plan, desktop list, TF3-2150, TF3-48-55, untitled, notepad, no timestamp detect, assist equals clearance equals ground equals clearance, assist equals 0, clearance ground equals 0, tower equals 0, departure equals 123.6, item equals 122.9, multicom equals 122.8, FSS equals 126.7, test, FSS equals multicom, item equals departure equals 123.6, departure equals 123.6.
I guess we don't have to announce taxi intentions. I don't know.
Departure equals 123.6.
1236. I have it. I'm on it.
It's your plane version 5. Chat window. Plan. It's Microsoft Flight Simulator. Microsoft Flight Simulator.
Going to 1236.
Going to 123.6.
You know what? I'm not gonna bother. Confirm.
PF3 bro. Heading indicator set to takeoff heading.
What runways exist?
Runways for Charlie, November, Kilo, 4 are as follows. 17, length, 3999 feet, course, 185, asphalt, 35, length, 3999 feet, course, 05, asphalt, end of report.
Okay. Make heading 350.
Bearing 350. Taxi lights on.
Taxi lights on.
The taxi lights are on. The before taxi checklist has been completed. Are we ready for the taxi checklist?
Affirmative.
Captain, we are clear on the right. Are we clear on the left? Release parking brakes.
Release parking brakes.
Parking brakes have been released. We are ready to taxi. The taxi checklist has been completed.
Now, let me go to Worldwide of Cars here and,
Chat row 1 column is your plane profile. Worldwide of Cars row 1 column worldwide.
Oh, there goes my audio. Of course.
There is a property page. Pilot on worldwide, left view is open, just change airport in flight, start flight, stop flight, unavailable, start flight, start flight. Parking brake, my aircraft does not have a parking brake, not checked. Okay. My aircraft does not have a parking...
Oh,
Okay. Press Worldwide of Cars, me only, selected FSX or XP9 connected. Microsoft Flight Sim...
Parking brakes on.
Parking brakes on.
Worldwide of Cars, me, there is a property page, pilot operations, oh, flight, stop, pilot view, flight, pilot view, stop, start flight, start flight. Me only, selected FSX or XP9 connected.
There.
Microsoft Flight Simulator X.
Parking brakes off.
Parking brakes have been released.
Mike, let's taxi to runway 35.
Roger. I will Microsoft taxi into position and hold. We are in position and holding.
These non-towered airports, you can basically just take off and you don't have to worry about waiting for ATC to, you know, they're not busy. Question is,
this rocks.
It doesn't, you know, I don't know what frequency to tune to. Well, I should be on departure, so I should be on the right frequency for takeoff. And if not, then what is the first control center they're gonna?
Worldwide cargo one, chat row one, copy your plane version profile. FPF3, ATC, and Spectral, C/FS under security. FPF3 user guide road, type trademark 8, OEM center 02 column of Microsoft Flight Simulator, Microsoft.
What is the first freaking control center?
FPF3 breaks 4855. FPF3 underscore breaks contact. No time step. Assist clearance ground tower departure on item multi-com equals with the clear ground tower approaching on item multi-com. FSC controls at CC0 equals center slash control information. CC1 equals 134.85, Toronto Center. CC0 equals center slash control information. CC0 equals center slash CC1 equals 134.85, Toronto Center.
134.85. If I don't get any kind of indication that I'm supposed to, that it's, you know, it'll do it automatically.
CC1 equals
134.85. 134.85, that's where I'm gonna go. Toronto.
CC1 equals
134.85.
134.85. It's your plane version 5. Chat row, chat window, plan. It's Microsoft Flight Simulator, Microsoft Flight Simulator X.
Resume checklist.
Are we ready for the before takeoff checklist?
Affirmative.
Flight attendant, prepare for takeoff. Captain, ensure that the flaps are set for takeoff.
Flaps 20?
Flaps set to 20. Spoilers fully retracted. Flight instruments.
Confirm.
Check engine instruments.
Confirm.
Captain, confirm that we have the correct V1,
confirm.
VR, V2 takeoff data, V1, 115, VR, 117, V2, 117, navigation equipment.
Confirm.
Announce takeoff intentions.
See, we're on departure and I don't know how to, I guess we don't have to do that. Confirm.
PTOT heater set as required.
PTOT heater on.
PTOT heater on. Landing lights on.
Landing lights on.
The landing lights are on. Taxi lights off.
Taxi lights off.
Taxi lights off. Strobe lights on.
Strobe lights on.
The strobe lights are on. Transponder on auto.
Confirm.
The transponder's on auto. Confirm captain's clock is running.
Confirm.
The before takeoff checklist has been completed. Do you want me to perform the takeoff and climb out checklists? Do you want me to assist
yes,
you?
Yes, please.
Roger. Would you like me to maintain an optimized
yes,
airspeed
please.
Throughout the flight? Roger, I'll take care of the airspeed. Captain, it's your plane. I'm ready when you are.
Alright, let's do this. And I really hope I don't have to... Well, I got the PF3 frequency thing open. If not, then, well, we can do what I did with FS Economy and just land the thing without ATC. It'll still work. That's what's the beauty of Worldwide Virtual. You don't have to be 100% realistic. Apply full thrust.
Roger. Applying takeoff thrust. Knots. V1, rotate. V2.
Well, it took off immediately.
Wish I had a radio positive that could tune into a TC frequencies.
Departure November 8 Lima Tango is with you, level S7000.
November 8 Lima Tango, radar contact. Altimeter is 1013.
1013, November 8 Lima Tango.
UPS 20, turn right heading
2000.
Right 220, UPS 20.
Autopilot on. Altitude hold on. Heading hold on.
Damn, what the fuck is that beeping? Flaps 30.
The flap positions in degrees are 10, 20, and 40. 4000, 2500, 180.
Damn, the climb rate is insane on this. 2400 feet instead of 1800. Flaps up.
Roger. Flaps up.
Microsoft Flight Simulator X.
Flaps up and
Air Canada, A2 line, turn right heading
0025.
Right, 200 by Air Canada, A29.
There we go, there goes the... Can I please, contact...
Departure Falcon, November, Zulu, 2-6, is with you, out of 5,500, or 7,000 IFR.
Falcon, November, Zulu, 2-6,
2,400, 2-3-1.
3-6-2-7, November, Zulu, 2-6.
3-6-2-7, wait.
Falcon, November, Zulu, 2-6, turn right heading 1-2-5.
Oh. Flight heading 125.
Right to 125, November, Zulu 26.
That was the altimeter, okay.
Wow, 7,000. Level at 7,000.
Out of 7,000, 16,000, November, Zulu 26.
Maintain 16,000.
November, Zulu 26, reduce speed to 250.
Speed 250, November, Zulu 26.
Yeah, like, it's the same. We're already at 7,000.
Air Canada, A2 line, turn right heading 360.
Right to 360, Air Canada, A29.
Roger, 134.85, Falcon, November, Zulu, 2-6, good day.
9,000,
Toronto Center, Falcon, November, Zulu, 2-6, is with you, out of 9,000, 16,000 IFR.
Roger, Falcon, November, Zulu, 2-6, radar contact, altimeter is 1013.
Altimeter 10.
Current heading.
Roger. November. Zulu. 2-6.
1010. Done. 10,2400.
Altimeter 1016.
Check landing lights. 1016.
Landing lights off.
The landing lights are off.
Falcon. November. Zulu. 2-6. Resume on navigation.
Resume GPS navigation.
Resume on navigation. Roger. November. Zulu. 2-6.
11,
Toronto Center, November, A Travel Victor with you out of 14,000.
November, A Travel
Victor. Roger. Altimeter is 1013.
1013, November. 8 travel, Victor.
Toronto Center, Canada. 829 with you. Flight level 290. Roger. Air Canada. 829.
12,2400, 257.
I'm probably definitely going to use this for the next long haul flight I do. There's like no question. Well, I do have the 777 I could use for a long flight.
How long is the flight?
Actually, it's really short. It's like 44 minutes, but let's see what IYP says. Get flight time to destination.
13,2500, 260. Estimated flying time to Charlie, Yankee, Oscar, Whiskey, 54 minutes. Estimated time on arrival, 419 UTC.
So, less than an hour.
Toronto Center, Cedar Trans, 982,
almost.
7S, flight level 320.
Roger, Cedar Trans, 982.
14,2700, 260.
Falcon, November 26, flight level 180.
Flight level 180. Falcon, November Zulu 26.
Get current indicated airspeed.
Current indicated airspeed 280 knots. 16,2900.
Falcon, November Zulu 26, flying to. Flight level 230.
Climb and maintain flight level 230.
Copy.
Out of 16,504, flight level 230, November Zulu 26.
17,000, 3,270.
I wonder if what speed we're gonna be at when we get to 23,000.
$18,000, $3,000 even, $274.
I mean, it may be slow, but the climb rate is pretty damn fast. It may be a slow, like, speed or, you know, but...
$19,000, $3,000 even, $276. Captain,
I have set the altimeter to standard.
What was that?
Chat 1, column 2, chat window, planned, reply to all pre-screened new messages. Scroll bar 113 only, the control 1123 only, the control is off and cool.
20,000, 3,000, 277.
Planned. Microsoft Flight Simulator X.
Whoa, sounds like we're getting faster. Get current indicated airspeed.
Current indicated airspeed, 29 or 5 knots. Current airspeed, 361 knots.
Oh, okay, yeah, so we're getting up there.
21,000, 3,000, 281. Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Mike. I am the first officer on this flight. We thank you for listening to our flight following channel, and I will be pointing out things and places of interest during our flight. We just crossed over the city of Parry Sound. Those sitting on the left side of the aircraft might be able to see Huntsville. We'll be flying over the city of Muskoka in less than 2 minutes. Thank you, 22,2700, 284. $23,700, 294.
We should be leveling any minute now.
Level at 23,000.
There we go. Cruising, that's our cruising.
Folks, this is your first officer speaking. We have reached our planned cruising altitude of 23,000 feet. Our current ground speed is 695 kilometers per hour, or 432 miles per hour. The temperature outside the aircraft is currently minus 39 degrees Celsius, or minus 39 degrees Fahrenheit. Our estimated flying time to Ottawa will be approximately 41 minutes. We are happy to have you aboard with us today, and we hope you enjoy the rest of our flight. Thank you.
Well, that was pretty damn quick, getting up to 23,000.
Captain, I recommend that we execute the cruise checklist.
Okay.
Do you want me to run through the cruise checklist?
Affirmative.
Flight instruments.
Confirm.
Check engine instruments.
Confirm.
Verify fuel quantity.
Fuel quantity?
Our total fuel quantity is 612 gallons, 2316 liters. Radio is set.
Confirm.
Checklist completed.
Oh, Brandon Cole is in a tweeting spree today. So yeah, it must be pretty damn cold out there in, well, it's pretty cold here. But, it must be pretty damn cold out here where we're flying over because, 39 degrees. And we can hear that wind, you know, I mean, that's some cold, that's a frigid, you know, weather sound. See how spot view sounds in this plane, in flight. Spot view. Cockpit view. Run some music here, I guess.
And backslash. Oh, man. Desktop list, see backslash. NCS, the NCS, NCS is love, NCS dot F, NCT, NCS dot F.
Crossing over uniform Delta Mike, uniform Gulf.
See backslash, NCS, Microsoft Flight Simulator, Mike. K391, Earth NCS, release from the C backslash, NCS, Roman, Council. Microsoft Flight Simulator.
Distance to next waypoint, 70 miles. Bearing 129er.
Still here, Jesse? I'm just curious. And are you watching on Twitch or YouTube? Or now I'm on Beam as well, so that's cool.
This is the first officer once again. For those passengers sitting on the right side of the aircraft, you might be able to see the lights of Lindsay. For those passengers sitting on the left, if you look backwards, you might be able to see the lights of Halliburton. Thank you.
I will be back when we start to descend, I guess.
Toronto Center, SkyWest 834 with you, flight level 310.
SkyWest 834, roger.
I gotta figure out why the crossfader and flew while it went off. Check our destination. Get flight time to destination.
Estimated flying time to Charlie, Yankee, Oscar, Whiskey, 27 minutes. Estimated time of arrival, 406 UTC. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the first officer again. For those passengers sitting on the right side of the aircraft, you might be able to see the lights of Trenton. Coming up soon and looking backwards, you will see the lights of Norwood. We'll be flying over the city of Camp Belfort momentarily. Thank you.
Trenton, that's the wrong freaking state, man. The wrong country, even.
Crossing over Mike India Victor Oscar Cuba. Distance to next waypoint, 34 miles. Bearing 074.
Hey, you know, why have I not been to, headed off to Toronto Center yet? I'm gonna look at my control center and see exactly
DM Galaxy, Airlines, this video chat, row 1 column is your plane, row 1 in car profile. FTF3, ATC, and C, SMQ, read. TF3 user guide, row 2 column, Skype, trademark 8, Oracle, Leap, Center, row 2 column, Microsoft, Flight Simulator, Microsoft, Flight Simulator X. Chat window, next, desktop list, TF3, 2155, TF3, Face 48, TF3, underscore, Face, dot, time, stamp, depth, F0, a depth, nearest ground, equals, tower, approach, and like a multi-com, FS, equals, control, center, CC0, equals, center, CC1, equals, 134.85, Toronto, center, CC4, equals, 136.65, Montreal, center, LC, equals, 7, land. LCCC1 equals 134.85, Toronto Center, CC4 equals 136.65, Montreal Center.
Oh, so we're, alright, so there's only like two centers in this whole flight.
Notepad. Chat row, chat window. It's your plane version 5 row 1 called Microsoft Flight Simulator X, Microsoft Flight Simulator X.
Get current airspeed.
Current airspeed, 473 knots.
Toronto Center, Air Canada 409, out of flight level 290.
Roger, Air Canada 409.
Is that all everybody flies? Is Air Canada and Canada? Like, why? There's so many of them.
crossing over Kilo Alpha November India Kilo.
Alpha November.
This is the first officer again.
For those passengers
sitting on the left side of the aircraft, you might be able to see the city
of Kilo. November 2,
thank you.
2,
distance to next waypoint, 33 miles. Berry 067.
Toronto Center, Foxtrot 346 is with you. Level at flight level 310.
Roger, Foxtrot 346. Elkin, November. Zulu 26, descend and maintain flight level 200 at pilot's discretion.
Out of flight level 2304, flight level 200 at pilot's discretion. November Zulu 26.
The local transition altitude is 18,000 feet. -2,600, 373. Captain, this might be a good time to do the descent checklist.
Descent checklist.
Anti-ice as required.
As required.
Radio is set.
Confirm.
Prepare the arrival data for Charlie, Yankee, Oscar, Whiskey. Transition altitude 18,000 feet. 21,000, -2,600, 368.
Elkin, November. Zulu 26, descend and maintain flight level 180.
Descend and maintain flight level 180.
Out of flight level 2054, flight level 180, November 226.
-2,400, 360.
Elkin, November. Zulu 26, contact Montreal Center on 136.65.
136.65, November Zulu 26, good day. Montreal Center Falcon November Zulu 26 out of flight level 1954 flight level 180 IFR.
Roger, Falcon November Zulu 26. Falcon November Zulu 26, reduce speed to 300.
Captain,
300 November Zulu 26.
QNH is 2973 1007 millibars.
Falcon November Zulu 26, descend to 14,000. Altimeter is 1007.
Descend
out of flight level 1804 14,000 on 1007 November Zulu 26.
Altimeter 1007.
Okay, 1007. Set and check.
Montreal Center, Foxtrot 346 is with you out of flight level 310.
Foxtrot 346, roger.
Montreal Center, Air Canada 455, with you level 10,000.
Roger, Air Canada 455, altimeter is 1007.
1006, Air Canada 455.
Falcon November Zulu 26, reduce speed to 290.
Speed down to 290, November Zulu 26.
Falcon November Zulu 26, reduce speed to 280.
280, November Zulu 26.
Well, the slower we go, the slower we descend.
Captain, I've set the airspeed to 250 knots, crossing over Lima Alpha November Romeo Kilo. 15,000, -2,300, 359.
Falcon November Zulu 26, descend and maintain 6,000.
Distance to next waypoint, 29 miles.
Descend to 6,000.
Out of 14,500, 6,000. November Zulu 26.
Please ensure that you're in your seats with
Falcon,
your seatbelt
November,
securely
Zulu,
fastened,
two,
as we are expecting
six,
some turbulence up ahead.
Thank
you. Copy. Down to 6,000. 14,000.
November, Zulu,
296.
Below.
Falcon, November, Zulu, 26. Traffic at the clock, 8 miles, 15,500. Heading west, 255.
Falcon, November, Zulu, 2-6, Roger. Thank you.
13,000, minus 2,002.
Air Canada, 4-5-5, traffic at the clock, 8 miles, 1-3,000, heading 0-6-5.
Traffic at 10 o'clock, Air Canada, 4-5-5.
Montreal Center, the deck 312 is with you, out of flight level 320.
Adex 312, roger.
The airspeed to 240.
Montreal Center, UPS 230, with your level flight level 320.
266.
UP 230, roger.
May as well turn the landing lights on now. Landing lights on.
The landing lights are on. -11,000, minus 2,200, 259er. Check landing lights.
Confirm. Yeah, landing lights are on now. We're good.
Verify course setting.
Air Canada 455, climb to flight level 210.
Navigation 10,000.
12, flight level 210. Air Canada 455.
Roger. The navigation GPS switch is set to navigation. Verify fuel quantity.
Fuel quantity.
Our total fuel quantity is 412 gallons, 1559 liters. The descent checklist has been completed.
Probably too slow for them. This thing is gonna keep
9,000 minus 2,200 258.
Falcon November Zulu 26, contact approach on 126.5.
2,200,
126.5, Falcon November Zulu 26, good day. Approach Falcon November Zulu 26, out of 7,504, 6,000 IFR.
Falcon November Zulu 26, roger, altimeter is 1005.
Airport is 25 miles, 12 o'clock, 7,000, minus 2,200, 260.
UPS 230, turn left heading 245. Left heading 245, UPS 230. Air Canada 511, turn left heading 260.
Roger, turn left heading 260, Air Canada 511.
Falcon November Zulu 26, descend and maintain 5,000.
6,000, minus 1,300.
Roger, out of 6,004, 5,000. Falcon November Zulu 26.
The airspeed. It's your plane. Current indicated airspeed 240 knots. Airport is 22 miles, 12 o'clock. Level at 6,000.
Descend to 5,000.
Descend and maintain 5,000. Roger.
You gonna give me a runway anytime soon?
Air Canada 455, turn right heading 250.
Right heading 250, Air Canada 455.
November 1 Tango Papa, turn right heading 290.
5,000. Heading 290 November 1 Papa. Is 20 miles, 12 o'clock, level at 5,000.
What runways exist?
Runways for Charlie, Yankee, Oscar, Whiskey are as follows. 04. length 3298 feet, course 051, asphalt 07, length 8099 feet, course 084, asphalt ILS 14, length 9991 feet, course 154, asphalt 22, length 3298 feet, course 231, asphalt 25, length 8099 feet, course 264,
UPS 230, turn left
length,
heading
2495 feet, course
turn left heading 245, UPS 230
is 18 miles, 12 o'clock. Airport is 16 miles, 12 o'clock.
Well, I'm gonna load the approach for 7 until further notice. Load ILS approach frequency 7.
Navigation 1 set to the ILS approach frequency of 109.5 for runway 07. I have set the course to 070. Airport is 14 miles, 12 o'clock. Captain, this might be a good time to do the approach channel.
312, turn right heading 070.
Right to 070, deck 312.
Copy. Down to 2,300.
Falcon November Zulu 26, maintain heading 065. Expect vectors for the ILS runway 32.
Falcon November Zulu 26.
Load ILS approach frequency 32.
Airport
3-2.
Is 12 miles, 12 o'clock. Navigation 1 set to the ILS approach frequency of 110.3 for runway 32. I have set course to 320.
Falcon November Zulu 26, turn right heading 140.
Right to 140, Falcon November Zulu 26.
Heading set to 140.
Approach checklist.
Falcon November Zulu 26, reduce speed to 200.
Roger.
Airspeed
I'll handle the landing.
Reduce speed to 200, November Zulu 26.
Roger. Airspeed 200. Airport is 10 miles, 11 o'clock.
Falcon November Zulu 26, reduce speed to 190.
Navigation GPS on navigation, auto spoilers
speed
on.
Speed 190, November Zulu 26.
11 o'clock, the auto spoilers are on, setting airspeed to 180.
Falcon November Zulu 26, maintain 5,000.
1,700, 241. Level at 2,300.
Roger, November Zulu 26.
You know what? But I'm gonna go to 5,000 and then...
Airport is 8 miles, 1 o'clock.
Climb to 5,000.
Climb and maintain 5,000, roger.
Means I did the approach checklist already, so...
Flaps 10, setting airspeed to 145, flaps 20. Current heading 350, Captain. I will be calling out 8 GL altitudes. ...3200 on approach. ...4700 on approach.
Falcon November Zulu 26, continue your turn to heading 140.
Fly heading 140.
November Zulu 26.
Heading set to 140. 4600 on approach.
Get current heading.
Current heading, 28 degrees.
Get current heading.
Current heading, 43 degrees.
Alright, so hopefully we're turning the right direction to get. Get current heading.
Current heading, 121 degrees.
Alright, let's, so should be 140.
Current heading, 140, 4700 on approach.
Falcon, November, Zulu, 26, turn right heading, 165.
Roger, right to 165, November, Zulu, 26.
Heading, set 165.
That is the ground.
Current heading, 165, 4700 on approach. Forty-600 on approach.
Is this one of these runways where the glide, there's no localizer?
The glide slopes alive.
Oh, there it is. As soon as she clears me, I will send it 2300.
Forty-600 on approach. Forty-600 on approach.
Well, are you gonna clear me, lady? Get current heading.
Current heading, 165 degrees. Forty-600 on approach.
When do you plan on clearing me for the runway? Good direction to airport.
The airport is at 7 o'clock, 11 miles.
Okay, well, I followed your instructions.
Falcon, November, Zulu, 26. Say again?
Falcon, November, Zulu, 26. Turn right heading, 165.
4600 on approach.
Falcon, November, Zulu, 26. Turn left heading, 085.
Left to, 085. November, Zulu, 26.
Bearing, 058.
Fly heading, 085.
heading set to 085.
Falcon, November, Zulu, 2-6. Say again?
Falcon, November, Zulu, 2-6. Turn left, heading 085.
...4600 on approach.
Damn, is the wind pushing us around here? Get current heading.
Current heading, 84 degrees. Current heading, 085. ...4600 on approach. ...4600 on approach.
I really wish it would have cleared me for 7.
...4600 on approach.
Falcon, November, Zulu, 2-6, turn left, heading 015.
Left 2-0-1-5, November, Zulu, 2-6.
015.
Damn, when this plane turns, you will hear it, man.
...4600 on approach.
I wonder if it's because of the high wind, you know, the high winds outside that keep affecting me.
Current heading 015.
Falcon, November, Zulu, 2-6, reduced speed to 150.
Speed
150. November, Zulu, 2-6.
150. ...4600 on approach.
Falcon, November, Zulu, 2-6, turn right, heading 035.
Right 2-0-3-5, Falcon, November, Zulu, 2-6.
Heading set to 035.
Damn, am I ever gonna be cleared? I mean, it was a bad day to
4600 on approach. Current heading 035. 4600 on approach.
Unless I, like, change something in the IYP options where it just hold me and hold me and hold me and just keep holding and holding. Or, I mean, PF3, rather.
Falcon
November Zulu 26 reduced speed to 130.
Airspeed 130.
130 Falcon November Zulu 26.
130.
Falcon November Zulu 26 turn left heading 350.
Left to 350 November Zulu 26.
350. Roger.
Falcon November Zulu 26 clear for the ILS runway 32 approach contact tower on 118.8 when established.
Out of 5,000 until established on the ILS runway 32 tower on 118.8 when established November Zulu 26. Tower Falcon November Zulu 26 at 8 miles to the southeast at 5,000 IFR landing.
Falcon November Zulu 26 continue approach your number 14 landing.
Continue approach number 14 landing November Zulu 26.
Descend 2300.
Descend and maintain 2300. Roger. 4900 on approach.
Oh no, that's not good.
Thirty-600 on approach.
Falcon November Zulu 26 reduce speed to 130.
130 November Zulu 26.
Roger. Airspeed 130.
Falcon November Zulu 26 wind 335 at 29 altimeter is 100 clear to land runway 32.
Switching to ILS approach mode 2100
clear to land
approach.
Runway 32 Falcon November Zulu 26.
Locked on the local ISR. Heading preset to runway heading.
Oh, no.
1900 on final approach.
Good direction, airport.
The airport is at hour 12 o'clock, 2 miles.
Hopefully, I capture the glide slope. And with that, I'll be. Oh, let's see if I see if it, gets 1 mile, then hopefully. Good direction to airport.
The airport is at hour 12 o'clock, 1 miles.
Alright. I'll be back, hopefully.
1900 on final approach.
We will capture the glide slope any minute now.
1900 on final approach. Team 100 on final approach. On final approach.
We didn't. Good direction, airport.
The airport is at hour 5 o'clock, 1 miles.
Oh, we're switching to 90 degrees. This time. Good direction to airport.
1900 on final approach. The airport is at hour 5 o'clock, 2 miles.
Yep, no way in hell. Should have done the approach checklist a couple minutes ago and they cleared me. I think that's what screwed me over. Prepare to make a visual approach on runway 32.
Roger. I made the course 320, and I will shortly be turning the aircraft towards the approach entry point. Landing gear down. Distance to entry point, 9 miles. We're starting our descent.
Immediately, you know, good thing I did it right then, because... Well, we're gonna land, which, you know, we're clear to land, so we're gonna land.
1700. Setting airspeed to 130. Captain, please ensure that the parking brakes are off, and the auto spoilers are armed. 1600. $1,500. $1,400. $1,300.
Falcon November Zulu 2-6, reduce speed to 130. 130, November, Zulu, 2-6.
I can't do that, otherwise it's gonna cancel the landing.
$1,200. 'd like to request that our flight attendant be seated at this time. We'll be landing shortly. Thank you. 1100. 1100. Distance to entry point, 5 miles. 1000. I'll handle the landing. It's my plane. $900.
Maybe perhaps if I just waited a little bit longer, I probably would have captured the glide slope, but I'm pretty impatient.
800.
Pretty sure they vectored me on base, though, to do it. I don't know what happened there.
Captain, I will exit the runway after touchdown so that we can contact ground operations. We have a port side crosswind component of 13 knots, 500. Approaching minimums. Three hundred. Indicated airspeed is off. 100. Distance to entry point, 1 mile, 50, 40, 30, 20, 10.
Oh.
Reverse thrust on. Airport is 4 miles, 6 o'clock.
What the hell is that? Watch, we're gonna get current altitude.
Current altitude, 1402 feet.
Yeah. Very, very bad. I think World Water Cars thinks we're down.
Airport is 6 miles, 6 o'clock.
And we're just gonna ignore whatever the hell that is. I think it sounds like I just crash into something, and then I get bounced, and then...
Channel 1, column 2, this is your plane version 5, roll Laszlo, imaginary wind density is...
Falcon, November, Zulu 2, 6, reduce speed to 130.
Speed 130, November, Zulu 2, 6.
Microsoft Flight Simulator X, 01, Microsoft Flight Simulator X. Worldwide, real
news, the FSX,
316. Route routed, nope. 316, the car's worth, landed, 422, landed, rate, minus 465 FPM. 3,614 kilograms of cargo on board. 321, took off with 143 passengers on board. 3,614 kilograms of cargo on board. 3,614 kilograms.
Okay, so...
Microsoft Flight Simulator, it's Microsoft Flight Simulator.
7 miles, 6 o'clock.
Collect your belongings and exit the aircraft. The captain's marked the gate and has turned off the... There will be uniformed customer service agents meeting the aircraft to assist you with any questions you may have regarding your airport.
Airport is 8 miles, 6 o'clock.
Get current airspeed.
Current airspeed, 126 knots.
Wow, unbelievable.
My colleagues working with me in the cabin this evening, thank you for flying lines. We appreciate your business. We wish you a pleasant day.
Airport is 9 miles, 6 o'clock.
Prepare to make a visual approach on runway 32.
Sorry. We must be no more than 7,000 feet AGL in order for me to perform a visual approach.
Descend to 7,000.
Copy. Down to 7,000.
Watch. Wow. It actually thinks we're...
Airport is 10 miles, 6 o'clock.
Falcon, November, Zulu, 2-6, reduce speed to 130.
Speed 130, November, Zulu, 2-6.
Airspeed 120. Airport is 12 miles, 6 o'clock.
Good current altitude.
Current altitude, 9945 feet.
Alright, so it's actually gonna descend to 7000 and we can try this landing again.
Airport is 14 miles, 6 o'clock.
Airport
is 16 miles, 6 o'clock, current altitude, 8116 feet.
Alright, so it's descending, kind of, I guess.
Airport is 18 miles, 6 o'clock.
Good current altitude.
Current altitude, 7049 feet.
Falcon, November, Zulu, 2-6, reduce speed to 130.
Airspeed, 130.
Speed down to 130, November, Zulu, 2-6.
Yeah,
airport is 20 miles, 6 o'clock, current altitude, 7,003 feet.
Can you, what are you gonna descend to 6,000 even though it's actually gonna... Get current altitude.
Current altitude, 6,999 feet.
Of course, you're probably gonna just crash to the ground. Prepare to make a visual approach on runway 32.
Roger. I made the course 320, and I will shortly be turning the aircraft towards the approach entry point. Distance to entry point, 6 miles.
Meanwhile, we're descending to the damn ground.
Airport is 22 miles, 6 o'clock.
Get current heading.
Current heading, 108 degrees.
Get current heading.
Current heading, 104 degrees.
Get current altitude.
Current altitude, 6998 feet.
Get current airspeed.
Current airspeed, 208 knots.
Get current indicated airspeed.
Current indicated airspeed, 130 knots.
Get current heading.
Current heading, 32 degrees.
Falcon, November, Zulu, 2-6, reduce speed to 130.
130, November, Zulu, 2-6.
Airport is 20 miles, 12 o'clock.
Alright, so...
Distance to entry point, 6 miles.
No, maybe we can actually try this shit again. Airspeed 130.
Roger. Airspeed 130.
Max, you know what?
We're starting our descent. Airport is 18 miles, 12 o'clock.
Good current altitude.
Current altitude, 6629 feet.
Good current altitude.
Current altitude, 6464 feet.
Do when freaking crashes.
Airport is 16 miles, 12 o'clock. Airport is 14 miles, 12 o'clock. I will shortly be making a gradual turn towards final approach. 4700.
Falcon, November, Zulu 26, reduce speed to 130. 130, November, Zulu 26.
$4,300.
Kinda gonna be pissed if I crash into whatever the hell that mountain is or whatever.
$3,900. $3,700. $3,500. $3,300. $3,100. $2,900. $2,700. $2,500. $2,400.
Good direction at airport.
The airport is at 12 o'clock, 6 miles, 2,200.
Where is it gonna land then?
Falcon, November, Zulu 26, reduce speed to 130.
Speed 130, November, Zulu 26.
Threshold, 6 miles. 1800. 1600.
Oh god, turbulence.
$1,500.
Good current airspeed. Good
current
indicated airspeed.
210 knots. Current indicated airspeed 130 knots. 1,300. $1,100.
Don't sink. Don't sink.
Oh, shut up. I don't know. I just want to land at this point.
Don't sink. Don't sink. Don't sink. Don't sink.
800.
Don't sink. Don't sink. Don't sink. Don't sink.
600.
Don't sink. Don't sink. Don't sink. Don't sink. Don't sink.
I don't know how to do missed approaches with PL3, unfortunately.
Don't sink.
That would have been solved.
Don't sink. Don't sink. Don't sink. Don't sink. Don't sink. Don't sink.
Get current altitude.
Don't sink.
Current altitude, 511 feet.
Don't sink. Don't sink. Don't sink. Don't sink. Don't sink.
Falcon, November, Zulu 2-6, reduce speed to 130.
Speed 130, November, Zulu 2-6.
We're going in like glass or something? Again, oh god. Get current altitude.
Current altitude, 874 feet.
Yeah, this
1100.
Is... Oh god, is it gonna just start descending yet again? Yeah, you know what? I think there is a damn like mountain or something on here. It's probably just gonna climb all the way up until...
$3,900.
Well guys, I'm gonna just try this flight,
$4,800.
You know, tomorrow or something, but I will leave this up here because this is an interesting little try landing here. Couldn't get in, and then when I got there, like a crash or something. So I am just going to call it quits right here.
6,400.
Actually, I kind of wonder, will this thing climb up all the way to the ceiling and crash into something, you know, like reach its maximum ceiling?
7,200.
Are gonna explode.
$7,800. $8,500. $9,200. $9,800. $10,400. $11,000.
I'm curious, see how thin this thing will climb all the way up to.
11,600. 12,100. 12,700.
This flight is a failure, but I will try again tomorrow.
13,200.
There was like no reason, you know, I guess, you know, I mean, this is a tour, so maybe this is like a challenge for landing. 13,800. Goodbye, Mike, and thank you.
Goodbye, Captain Josh.
Disconnect PF3.
Worldwide cargo 1 column 2. Chat row 1 column 3. Ship red. Ping. Profile. FSX. PF3. ATC at its best. Row 2 column 1. PF3. ATC at its best. Disconnect from press. PF3. Press PF3. ATC.
And I'm curious to
Microsoft
see if
Microsoft Flight Simulator X01 column 2, Worldwide Cars 01 column 3, Worldwide Cars 316, the Cars version 1.3.0.5, Max, 422, landed, rate, minus 406, driven property page. Pilot Worldwide Pilot, open slide, open slide, open slide, bookings, custom change, air bookings, flight loop, start flight, unavailable, start, stop flight, stop flight.
Oh, stop flight? Can I... the flights I landed and crashed and all that, but if it fucking accepts it, I will be happy.
Log in the Worldwide Virtual. Top, log in the Worldwide Virtual. Screen review. Please be patient as we upload your report. Updating. Okay. Updating rank. Okay, bottom, okay. Please be patient, uploading pilot report, top, uploading pilot report, zero. Okay. Zero submitted successfully. Please be patient as we upload your report, uploading pilot report, zero. Please be zero submitted successfully.
Alright, well, it's submitted, so screw it. I guess this was a success. But, yeah, that landing was horrible. Like, that was not a landing. But a car thought we landed, so good enough for me.
Worldwide cars.
So I will kill simulator.
Exit cars dialog. Are you sure you want press? VF3, ATC at its best. Unknown. VF3, ATC, Microsoft Flight.
Kill the simulator.
Dialog. Yes, plus
Y. Like 12,000 feet in the air.
Skype trademark 8.
And that was that, guys. Flight 4. Hope we don't have any more flights like that, where... By the way, if any set of people can tell me what the hell we crashed into when landing there, that would be appreciated. But, that was Flight 4 of the Worldwide Virtual 2017 US and Canada Tour. And I will probably see you all tomorrow for a... long haul flight and something a bit different if I can get it to work. So, see you all then.